Well, U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan have killed more civilians during a nighttime operation. An Afghan governor has confirmed that three brothers were killed in the southern Logar province. He said they were inside a taxi when foreign forces opened fire on them. Afghan authorities have launched an investigation into the deadly shooting. Deadly nighttime operations by U.S.-led foreign forces have caused outrage among Afghans. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Kabul. Now, Faiz, what more information do we have about this latest incident?
Waqar, these three brothers were killed by U.S. Special Forces, and they were on their way home from a wedding party in a nearby village when a group of U.S. forces opened fire on their vehicle, and these three brothers died on the spot. And their deaths have once again outraged Afghans. Angry residents of Logar and tribal elders there brought the dead bodies to the governor's compound, refusing to bury them, but they finally led them to rest after the government there promised a thorough investigation into this attack. And now their primary findings of the investigation show that these three brothers were not involved in any militant campaign against American forces there. Now, these are the latest civilian deaths at the hands of American forces in this country. Yesterday, two civilians were killed when their motorbike was hit by U.S. military convoy in Balkh province in northern Afghanistan. And civilian casualties at the hands of American forces by their military operations, nighttime raids and airstrikes continue to rise. And what's very disturbing for people here, that they're being killed and wounded by all warring groups, and the number of civilian casualties is rapidly rising. Let's not forget that in 2012, 3,000 civilians are said to have been killed, and the figures were attributed to both U.S. forces and the Taliban militants. But it seems that things have not changed very much, and the Afghans are believed to face a tougher time to come in the months to come, because President Hamid Karzai is under immense pressure by the U.S. government to give U.S. forces here immunity from Afghan laws. And if it happens, many here believe more civilian casualties should be expected.
But Faiz, you know, we always talk about investigations taking place after such incidents. Do they really result in anything concrete, though?
I don't think so. Investigations have been carried out both by the government as well as by the U.S. military in this country when civilians were killed by their military operations. But the findings of these investigations have not prompted the foreign troops to change their rules of engagement and avoid civilian casualties during their military operations. Now, based on the agreement that has been signed between Kabul and Washington, American forces are not expected to carry out nighttime raids, detain civilians, and it has to be carried out, the operations, I mean, by the Afghan security forces. It was an approach that has been adopted by the government to avoid civilian casualties. But now it seems that American forces on the ground continue to ignore that, and their operations are causing more and more civilian deaths.
All right, Faiz, thanks for that. That was Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us live from Kabul.